Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda, and this is Soul in the City. And as you can see, it's a little loud today because I am live in Clarksville, Tennessee, at Highland Park. Mike McGregor Park here in Clarksville, Tennessee. And we are live at a music and gospel festival here, so you'll be hearing music as we go along. Today we'll be talking about As a Man Thinketh, So Is He. And that's enough right there, pretty much, if you think about it. What we think, our thoughts become things, and they are a product of our life. Our life is a product of the thoughts that we think. So we'll be talking to me and some other people as we come along, talking about thoughts and things. We'll be hearing music that is live as we speak today. But first of all, I just want you to sit back, relax. This is Sunday, and I know it's live, loud, and we are live, but we will have some live shows. So let's take a deep breath. And let's think about the goodness of God and all that He has done for you. When you think about His goodness, you have to just say hallelujah and amen. When you think about things that He's done for you and what He has given and been there for you, you have to take a deep breath and just be grateful for that, for life, for the abundance in your life. You may not have a lot of finances, but I'm talking about the love of your family and your friends. You got a roof over your head and food to eat. You're doing a lot better than a lot of people in the world. When you think on the goodness of God and all that He has done for you, it should put an amen in your spirit. And so let us think on His goodness and what He has meant and what He is doing for us and to us. And as we think on those things, let us again take that deep breath, breathing in the goodness of God, knowing that He provides for us. He is always there. He is ever present in our thoughts, in our lives. And He's so magnificent in that He sends angels on our behalf to prepare the way for us. Let's let that breath out and just feel the goodness of God as He provides for us, as He gives for us. Let's think on the perfect health that you have at this moment, that all your cells are coming into alignment to provide goodness and health for you. And Lord, we thank You for that. We thank You for His friends, for family, for life, and life more abundantly. And let's take another deep breath and know that God is, and because He is, you are. Well, as we come back from that, knowing that God is all in all for and to us, let's talk about the show. Thoughts are things. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that's our subject for today. And I just want to say that again. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Well, what are your thoughts? And what is your thought life producing for you? Is your life harmonious? Is your life productive? Are you living an abundant life? And like I said, you will hear songs and music in the background because I am live as we speak. But does your thought life produce everything in your life that you want it to? And if it's not, then you have to just kind of ask yourself the question of why. Why isn't my life producing what I desire? And as sons and daughters of God, we know that He only wants good for us and is good to us. So when you have righteous thoughts and righteous desires in your heart, they should produce the life that you want in your life. And your life should be a product of those positive thoughts in your life. So, there are some things I just wanted to throw out there as we go through this, and I am hoping that you can hear the show. And as I'm doing this live, if you cannot hear the show, we will be rebroadcasting this show in a little while. But anyway, are your thoughts producing the life that you want and that you desire? Thoughts are the things that manifest in your life. And I really believe that God has assigned angels to us, and those angels are just kind of waiting to go and prepare the way for you when you speak. So it's important that when we get thoughts in our mind, what do you do with those thoughts? Because those thoughts manifest into the life that you want to live. The life that you live now is a product of all the thoughts that you have thought, or the things that you tell yourself, your self-talk, as I call it. What kind of self-talk do you do? That's a product of your thoughts. Do you say things like, I can't do that, or that's impossible for me to do? I can't do things right. I'm not good at that. Then as the Bible says, transform your mind, renew your mind, so that you program your mind to think those positive thoughts, so that you produce that positivity in your life. So the things that we need to do to produce that positivity in our lives is, one, fill our head with good thoughts. And when those negative thoughts come about, I always say you delete those thoughts as they come in your life. Just like you delete or push delete on your computer, you delete those negative thoughts in your life. So, when you speak your thoughts, even before you speak, when the thought forms in your mind, that is when you need to capture the thought. If it's a thought of negativity, I can't do this, I'm not good at that, you know, or even the repeat thoughts that other people have placed in your mind and you have operated your life out of those thoughts. You're no good, your daddy wasn't no good, your mama wasn't no good, you're not going to be any good either. If those are the thoughts that you heard in your childhood, you've allowed those thoughts to rehash and settle in your mind, then those thoughts are what your life has produced. You believing and operating that you're really no good. Some of the things you have to do when you see those thoughts walking is say, is that really true? Is it really true that I can't do anything? Is it really true that I'm not good because my father's not a good, or that I've been told that? And just to make a side note, watch what you're speaking into the lives of your children. You know, and if you're a mom or a dad, don't speak negatively about the other parents, because those thoughts form and feel, and a child eventually operates out of the thoughts that you place in their mind. So as an adult, when you have to eliminate those kind of thoughts that have been placed in and out and for you, it is very difficult to erase and retrain your mind, renew your mind, as the Bible says, when you've operated out of those negative thoughts. Some of the ways which you can retrain or transform your mind is filling your thoughts with the Bible, the Word of God, good scripture, good literature that uplifts, empowers, and encourages you. You know, reading good books, retraining, and when those thoughts come up, it's like you pluck them out like you pluck out a bad leaf off a stem or a tree. You pluck those thoughts out. You delete them, as I said. You know, when a thought comes to mind, I can't do that, I'm not any good at that, delete. And you replace it, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things that I can do all things in Christ. I have the mind of Christ in me. The creator of the universe is my Father. Imagine that. We are sons and daughters of the creator of the universe. And his essence, a part of him, is inside of all of us. And it would only take just a small part of God to be inside of you to produce the good that you need for your life, for you to operate out of. The essence, that essential part of anything, the essential part of a plant or anything, is the most vital part of it. So the essence of God is in you. So how can you not be successful? How can you not produce good in your own life? How can you not go out and be all that you can be? How can you not be what he created you to be? And the how can you not? The answer to that question is because you have operated your life out of negativity. And when you operate your life out of negativity, you keep producing that negativity in your life, and it becomes a vicious cycle. You think the thought, you act on the thought, you speak the thought, and that is what you produce in your life. When you fill your life with positivity, it's the same cycle. You think the thought, you speak the thought, you act on the thought, and that is what you operate your life out of. That is what becomes a vital part of your life. So, some of the ways that we can retrain our mind or retransform our mind is one, like I said before, to delete the thought. When you get the thought in your mind of what you cannot do, you actually delete it like you delete in a computer. And two, it's not even to speak that thought. You just don't allow that thought to pass through your vocal cords. You don't allow that thought to become a part of your being, and you don't act on that thought. And three, like I said before, you build your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that renewing of your mind is depositing, you know, good words, good scriptures, good books that build you up, that encourage and empower you, and allowing those thoughts to settle in your mind. Saying positive affirmations to yourself. Like I said, I am a child of the Most High God. There is nothing that I cannot do. Repeating those affirmations and allow them to settle in your spirit. Taking time to quiet yourself and meditate on the Word of God, or meditate on those positive affirmations that you have built you up and that you have thought about, and that only produce positive thoughts. When you're making affirmations for yourself, I think it's great to base your affirmations off of. But you also can produce your own affirmations as long as they teach you every statement in the affirmation is positive, uplifting, and building you up. So those are just some things to chew on, to think about, and remembering that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Which is so part, because what you deposited in your heart through the media, through news, through books that you read, if you're reading or looking at a bunch of junk, and you settle that in your spirit, that also can be produced in your life. So I think we do have to watch what comes in our eye gate, our ear gate, and what we allow to come in our spirit. Even when other people, naysayers, say things to you, or haters say things to you, do you allow that to settle in your spirit? And when you don't allow those things, those naysayers, those negativity, even if it's your family, you can't do this because your daddy didn't do that or your mom didn't do that, when you don't allow that to settle into your spirit, when you put up a shield, God's shield around you, then that word will not enter into my spirit. When you don't operate out of that negative thought, you begin to transform your life. And you begin to live, as the word said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what are you thinking, and what are you producing? And I'm just asking you to
to be cognizant of the thoughts that you speak through your mouth, through your being, and that you monitor those thoughts and live by the thoughts that are positive and uplifting and encouraging and empowering. I sometimes, when people speak negativity over me, I cancel that. I cancel it before it hits my spirit because I don't want to receive that in my spirit. And I invite you to do that. When somebody speaks negativity over you, if you've spoken negativity over yourself, to cancel that word before it enters into your spirit. Don't allow that to enter into your spirit. So, just a little bit to think about, just a little soul talk, as we say. So at the end of the program, I just would like you to, again, take a deep breath. Know that God is, and because he is, you are. That God lives inside of you, and if God lives inside of you, how can you not be all that he created you to be? And it's a disservice to God to not live the life that God has called you to. He called you to greatness. He called you to be all that you could be. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, before he even knitted you in your mother's womb, he knew you. He knew the plans that he had for you. Plans of goodness and grace, mercy, peace, love. That's what he had planned for you. He loves you. You are the apple of his eye. Know that. Believe that. Allow that word to settle into your spirit. So I won't stay long to say. I just hope that, you know, a word that I spoke to you, for you, over you, and over your life, produce good and harmony and peace in your life. So in the name of Jesus, I speak life over you today. I speak greatness over you. I speak peace over your spirit. And I ask God to place that greatness, that goodness, that good life into your spirit so that you operate out of that. To place it in your heart so that as the man thinketh, so is he. So out of the heart, you believe that you are all that God created you to be. This is Linda. This is Soul in the City, where we inspire you to go higher and higher in the spirit, and we are live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us today, and we'll see you next week. Be blessed, because you are. I'm going to let you enjoy a little bit of the music. I hope that you can hear it. And if God turns things around, that's how he operates. Even when things are not going as you would like them to go, our God is so good because he can turn things around. So I'm going to go out with the group that's actually performing now. He'll turn things around. And I'm signing off. Soul in the City, once again, where we aspire to go higher and higher. I'm so glad you joined us today. Be blessed, and we'll see you next week. This is Linda with Soul in the City. Goodbye. Thank you.